In Parshas Truma is the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash. It says, Vosul Mikdash, Veshachanti B'Soicham. So there's a din of building Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah itself is koil in a general way, both the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The Mishkan, and then there were different stages until it became Beis HaMikdash. There was Shiloh, there was Nov, and there was the Beis Elamim. It's very not clear in the Mahalach of the mitzvah, it's Ke'ilu, they were in a rush to do a Beis HaMikdash already now, and then they couldn't do a real Beis HaMikdash, obviously, so they needed to do a Mishkan, and it took time afterwards. How do we exactly understand it? L'mashal, Ari Miklat, it says they couldn't do, obviously, until they came to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed the opportunity in Evayadin, but it didn't become Kaddish, so he didn't go over the other side. You don't find any other mitzvahs at Luis Pa'aretz. There were a lot of mitzvahs that couldn't take place when they went to Eretz Yisrael. So why the Mishkan is different? I mean, why did they need to do one now also? So the partial understanding would be that what was needed, the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself came in two stages. There was the Mishkan, and there was the Beis HaMikdash. There were two dargas of, it wasn't a zrizistik, a type of darga to get to the Beis HaMikdash quickly, even and do the best you could, but rather it came in stages. Mishkan was a Mishkandika stage, and the Mikdash was a Mikdashdika stage. And therefore, we need to try to understand what are those two dargas in Mishkan Mikdash. You find that there was differences in different ways, and one is, the obvious one is that the Beis HaMikdash was a bias. It was called a Beis Elamim. It was called a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan is called an Oihel. That is one nafkamina, which is obvious. The Mishkan was made of Yirios, and the Beis HaMikdash was made of Evan. Was a bias that was Evan. So there is obviously a difference in the Metzias of it. The Mishkan Chur is inferior to the Mikdash. Yet on the other hand, you don't find that the Mishkan was ever Charev. Beis HaMikdash is Charev, the Mishkan was not Charev. Well, Edavahu, if the Mikdash is so much better, how is it that the Mikdash is something which could become Charev? Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan did not become Charev. Me'idach Gisa, the Mishkan does not have in itself any Kedusha once it's gone. Wherever the Mishkan stood, as far as we're concerned, you can do any shimush you want with it. We don't even know where the Mishkan stood. In Novin Shiloh, we might have some idea, but there is no Kedushas Hamakom over there. Beis HaMikdash is, even after it's Charev, there is, even when the Bizman Shu Shemim, Kedushasam is Kayim. So you have a Maila in Mishkan that it's not Charev, a Maila Mikdash that even after it's Charev, it's Makom is Kadosh. You have another Nafkimin in the name, which is interesting. I can understand when you call this an Oihel and you call this a Bais. David HaMelech, when he was misloining that there's no Beis HaMikdash, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheikhin in an Oihel of Yirios, and I'm Sheikhin in a Beis HaRozim. So this is an Oihel, this is a Bais. But the main name that was used to distinguish the two, Mishkan and Mikdash, seems to be, they don't seem to be at all on the same axis. Mishkan means Miloshan dwelling. It's Miloshan Sheikhin. Mikdash is Miloshan Kedusha. I mean, they're both Mokum Kadosh. I mean, they both could have been called Mikdash Gadol, Mikdash Katan, or Beis Shechina v'Beis Migurim. Why is this one called Mishkan and this one's called Mikdash? You're not exactly focusing on the Nekuda of on the Nekuda of Chiluk. There is no way of pointing the difference by looking at Mishkan and Mikdash. So you have these nafkiminas between the two, and yet, as we said, there are stages. The right way, the proper way to learn it is two stages in the oifin of building a makom HaMikdash is Mishkan first and then Mikdash. Another way of looking at it would be that the Mishkan comes in the wake of the Averis, in the wake of the Chet HaEgel, and therefore you needed a Mishkan to tie you over to the Mikdash. That's another way of looking at it. One more nafkemina. The Issur Bamis, that when the Mishkan, as long as the Mishkan was around, you could not be makta karbonis on Bamis. The Mishkan and Nov and all the places wherever you, basically where you had a real Mishkan, depending if you had a Bama Gdola, a real Mishkan, other Bamas became Asur, but once the Mishkan disappeared, Bamas became Mutter. If there's no one place to be Makdish it, to be Makdish Korbanis, other places are Mutter. In Mikdash, it's not like that. Once they came to Menucha, Nachla, once they came to Yerushalayim, it became Asur forever and so on. Let's take a look at a stira, as somebody points out, in the Chazal, in the dogma of understanding Mishkan to Mikdash in a different inyan. It says like this. It's a medrash in Bamidbar, and it's speaking about the Mishkan, Vasisas Kashon Mishkan, Amudavasa Kesev, Merkava Agaman, and so on. It's all Psukim Sheashim describing the different Chalokim of Klal Yisrael in terms of the Mishkan. It says Atzel Vana, Vasisa Kashon Mishkan, Amudavasa Kesev, Avamudim, and so on. It's going on that pasuk. It says Moshe could not come to oil. It's like a cave that is standing at the edge of the ocean. The yam started storming, and the cave filled up. Vayom lechosa klum, and the yam's not missing anything. Kach oil moed nismali miziv hashchina va'olam lechosa klum. That the oil moed became full with ziv hashchina, but the world is not missing any ktusha. Hevei toichay rotzuf ava mibnoi Yerushalayim. That's what it says in the pasuk. Toichay rotzuf ava mibnoi Yerushalayim. So it's telling me that the world was not missing anything from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was brought in Kedusha into the Mishkan. Omer Baba, Kan Ksiv Narcha, Shom Lamedcha, Shafilu Mashachor HaKapiris, Ein Ponim Min HaShchina. Fine. There's another Chazal. It's a Zoya Chodesh brought down. It says like this. V'Omer David, Atu Shosisas Kol Oilam. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made the whole world. Vasisas Amayim, and you made water. Vamayim Mechasas Kol Oilam Meribu Shebehem. It's a Hebrew translation. Is that the water was covered the world, because it was so much. Vasisal and Sheiskansu Betzimtzum Kulam El Makom Echad, and you packed them all to one place. Kein Yehi Rotzem Lefanecha Sheshit Shchinoscha Shimelea Kol Oilam Kuloi. That you should be metzamtzim it in your house and not have it all around. That it's more worthy to be there. So you see that over there in Chazal, David HaMelech seems to be saying that just like the water covered the entire world, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed it from the entire world, and he put it in one place only, the same thing, the Shekhinah was removed from the entire world, and was mitstamtzim in the bayis, and roi liya sham, udach siv lebeitcha na'av HaKadosh, v'loilos man mu'at eloyach yamim. So, the dogish is that it did not stay in any other place. So, l'churi you have a stira, one and the other. In by us in the Medrash it says, this is the Medrash in Bible says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashoas Ashkin in the Mishkan was not at the expense of the whole world. It wasn't mechaser or anything from the entire world. And by David HaMelech it says that it was Faket, the whole Tefillah of David HaMelech was lebeizchonav akodesh dafke in the bias akodesh baruch who would be sheichin, and that's the only place that it's worthy for him. Just like when akodesh baruch put the waters in the ocean, he removed it from the abasha. That's the whole point. I mean, the point of what he's saying is that remove it from the abasha. And here he's saying and putting it there. So the Mashmoah says he didn't listen. So it's a stira. I mean, was the Kedusha Chol Olam, the remain Chol Olam, or not? Was it the Mashal like the Yam being Memalit the Ma'ara, or is the Mashal like the Yam creating Yabosh all around? And you see, Chazal are picking the same Mashal. The Yam, when it fills up a Ma'ara, is not Mechas or anything, and when the Yam, when HaKadosh Baruch created Yabosh, the Yam is withdraws from Yabosh. So the Pashta Teretz is, the Pashta Nafkimina is, here we're talking about the Mishkan, very clearly so, and here we're talking about Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about, in the Mishkan, the Moshel is to the Yam of Amara, and the Beis HaMikdash, the Moshel is to Yam Yabosh. And Lechura, for us, I mean, I don't even know how to say which is greater, which is less. I mean, what does it mean that the entire world is missing? Not missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. I mean, how does it mean that the whole world is missing? That's and he says, not only do I want it now, but I want it forever. Let's take a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says Moshe Rabbeinu asked for three things. One of the things was Shetish Hashchina on Yisrael, and it says V'neflinu ani v'amecha. That he wanted Shetishre Shechina on Yisrael and not on Umas Ha'ilam. So the Vakasha is that there should be Shechina on Yisrael and there should not be Shechina on Umas Ha'ilam. The Shaila is, I mean, what's it Moshe Rabbeinu's business, so to speak? I mean, mainly that he wants Ashras Shechina, he wants Ashras Shechina. But the fact that Kosh Moshe not be shayin in Umas Olam, what's the point of it? Why not? What's the problem there? In other words, it was kinna. What's the nakuda that he wanted he should be shayin in us and not be shayin in Umas Olam? So let's try to. So we'll have to understand this nakuda. This is a very central nakuda in our Avodah, in Avodah Hashem, and so on. The world as it was created was a makom where there was complete bechira, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not manifest himself openly. That's the metzias of the world that we live in, so that there's bechira, so that there's avodah, so there's makom for Adam, and so on and so forth. The job of Adam is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, to mistabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. That's one way of looking at it. That's looking at it from our point of view. So, like the Masechta Yesharim, starts out Chayvus Adam Baylamay that the Les Aneg Al Hashem, that the only real tining of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, if you and really it's this Davik Bashem. Ad Kan, those are goals that we perceive to be very much core drives of ours. Then the Masechta Yesharim says, and if you'll be mispoined and misamek oid, you'll see that it's the job of the person to bring the entire world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mala everything. That's very much out of order psychologically. If we're to ask ourselves, how do I motivate a person? So I can do it, I can say, here's a few dollars, here's a candy. If I'm a deeper person, I can say, well, what really motivates him? It's not the money, but it's the prestige behind the money. Or it's this, or it's that. I can keep hitting home a deeper nekuda in a person's nefesh to get him turned on to Avodas Hashem by linking it up. If that is the first part of Masechta Yesharim. So he says, be misanik. Tainug is something everybody likes. So I could say, be misanik al Hashem, because that's the real tainug. Every other tainug is a tainug choylef, and it's not real, and this is real, so on and so forth. Fine. That's a real chayvus adam by lama that I can really hit home on. The deeper part, this dabik, I could see as dveikus being a very permanent situation of tainug somehow. And fine, I could somehow relate to it as being the ultimate motivation mitzad nefesh adam. But then when he says, and also you got to worry about all the rocks and the stones in the world, every single piece of the world that it should be misale. That's part of the avodas adam. In other words, I'm supposed to do things in the world, I'm supposed to learn, I'm supposed to daven, I'm supposed to do mitzvahs, and I'm supposed to make sure that everything around me also gets kedusha. But that's not a motivator. If Ramchal is trying to motivate me, that's part of what my responsibilities or duties are. It doesn't belong in the same category as Tainug, and it's certainly not a deeper version of it. The Teretz is the Ramchal is not speaking about, he's not working to motivate people. He's trying to explain Chovas Adam Bolamo. And the first chov that a person has, the first sense of responsibility, is his own sense of responsibility. That's his chiyuv. So a person has a responsibility to make him the best out of himself and so on. The tainug is a correct barometer of what is good for the person. Like Chazal say, the nefesh of a person is not happy with gashmistic things because it's not of its type. So b'meila, if I tell a person tainug is the most important thing, it drives a person, but the tanugim that come first to you are not real tanugim, and therefore you're not really fulfilling your needs. You have to fulfill your real needs and so on. That's chayvus adam b'lamay. That's when we look at the world mitzad ourselves. There's a different reason why HaKadosh Baruch created the world. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a dira b'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to manifest himself not only through the olam that's beyond this world, but through a world that is Eitzim and Avonim, Basa and Dom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should speak through that world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias should emanate from that world. That is the reason mitzara kadosh baruch hu. The chayvas ha'odom b'ilamay at first starts with his own chayv, through his own eyes, as a nivra, what am I supposed to be accomplishing? And like the Gemara says, that was Rabbi Yosef, when he made a siyum, he said, you know, my nefesh should be happy because I'm doing it for you, and the Gemara says, I mean, do you do it for yourself? You're supposed to do it l'shma. The Gemara says the start is always for yourself. So the first level of achrayas is mitzad atzmoy, and that belongs to tainuk, to the world of tainuk. And then there's a second dagger as a nivram bechlal a kli for Kadosh Baruch Hu's ashra. When a person visits somewhere. Let's say I enjoy somebody's company. So I ask him to visit, he comes by, I'm very happy. Let's say I enjoy it a lot, so I wanted to visit often. Let's say I enjoy it very much, I wanted to visit daily. Those are all, that's the most I want when I want him to visit me. I don't need to tell him, I don't want you to go anyplace else. I just want to define it. Let's say even this person's company is so enjoyable that every minute of the day I'd like to have him. He's so funny and witty and nice and smart and deep, whatever you want. But that's not, I want you here, but the exclusion of another person is stamkinah. What I say, I don't want you to go to Reuven's house. I don't want to go to Shimon's house. So I could just say, I miss you the hour that you're not here. But there's no makom bichlal for that type of demand or desire that you not be someplace else. There's another darga where it says, l'moshul uperastok nafecha la'moscha, in a matzav nesuin, where I want your bias to be by me. In other words, to be somebody's isha it means that your kviyas makom, your metzias should be here. That excludes another place. But let's take an example, maybe a little bit of a simple example, but it's still, let's say I have a hotel and I'm renting out rooms. So a person comes and says, I like the hotel, I'm paying you for a year. Whenever I come, this room is my room, I'm paying you for every single day. And then this person decides to go some other places. He likes here, sometimes like there, sometimes, but he still pays the room. I have no tightness to the person. I mean, fine. I that's the maximum I get out of him is paying for every day that he's there. Let's say a person is married, and one side has a time, the other side, they're not there enough. So the answer is not going to be that I'm paying for every day rent, and what do you care where I'm someplace else? It's not a drish of tainuk, but it's the pshat, I want your kvias makam to be here. I want your metzias to express itself from this makam. I want this to be your makam. That's what I want out of it. It's a very different perspective than the first perspective. First perspective is, I don't need to be your makom. I just would like to have you around. And the other way around is that I want this to be your makom. The Shechina is called a Latin psukim like a tzipor. I'll be like a bird that wanders from roof to roof. There are a lot of different expressions. The Shechina is Kinesha Yoyer Al Kinoi. It's a Kimurachev Al Goizolov. A Nesha doesn't really have a makom. He hovers in a certain place. So there's a certain type. Shechina in this world, at best, is a bird that hovers over the world. It comes sometimes longer time, sometimes shorter time. Like the Rambam says by Nevuah, that sometimes Nevuah is it comes bursts. Nevuah always comes in bursts, sometimes long, sometimes short, but that's that. So the first darga of this world connecting to Shechina is like the Ramchal says, that the Tainug of Shechina. A person has a certain tshuka for likus, a person has a certain need, desire, fulfillment for likus, and he starts connecting a little bit, a lot, a very much lot. That is the darga of Mishkan. V'shachanti b'soichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, but that's all that happens. When he's there, when he's not there. The minute I check out of the hotel, it's somebody else's phone and somebody else's room, and no shaykhs to me. And my being there was completely coincidental. Coincidental in the sense, it's not intrinsic, it's incidental. That is the darg of Mishkan, it's the first darg of, and it's the first level of Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the second darga, in the deeper darga, the person understands that the whole world's metzias is a metzias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wanted, for whatever that's past that point, is malafonim. We have no, it's tfisalis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a dira betachtoinim. Kachbaruch was misavet or tachtonim means he wanted elikus expressed through tachtonim. A dirim requires an exclusivity. I can't say that this makom is his if he stays in a lot of other places. For the person that wanders from place to place, none of the places are his. It becomes his makom when other places are not his makom. You define, this is my bias because I don't go to any other places. It's a motel room when I'm here, sometimes not. Sometimes this motel's not that motel, sometimes this city's not that city. That becomes a place where I happen to put my feet down. When this is my makom and other places are not my makom, the exclusion of the other things is what gives this makom my shei makom. So the first darga of Avoida in the Klal Yisrael was Mishkandik. The Mishkan was temporary, be'etzim. It wandered. It's the darga of Shechina, like a tzipor, no date. It's a darga of Shechina where it's an ohel. So it's there temporary. The Mikdash is not just that it happens to be a permanent parking place for the Mishkan. It happens to be it's exclusionary. It becomes the Beis Hashem. Let's explain how the difference is. So that is the difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. That's the difference in the two Mishalim that Chazal give. Chazal give one Mashal about the Mishkan. It's like the Yam filling up the Mara. It doesn't exclude anything from the Yam. The act of filling up the Mara doesn't exclude from the Yam, and that's like the Mishkan. The David HaMelech said, I want to change it. I want to exclude Shechina from other places. And therefore, I want it to be, there was one incident in Bria where there was exclusion. All of Bria is positive acts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a world and he brings Oyer into it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a world and he brings Desha into it. And he brings Eitzim and he brings Behemoth and Adam. All of it is positive acts. They're acts of adding to the world. The one exclusionary act in the world is Yikavu Hamayim. The Yam was created by having Yabasha around it. You define the Yam by where there's no water and where there is water. So there's one Nekuda in the Bria, and like the Maral says in a lot of places, that the Yam is be'etzim not a Moshev Adam. A person that sails on a Yam doesn't feel that he has a home. His das is not Misyashiv until he's Nachas Ha'ara. And the Yabosha is a Mokum Moshev. It's a Mokum Bias. That was created for Adam. The same thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Shaykh to mimic that Maisa. And it says that when David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he ruptured the seal on the water and it was about to flood the world. And then he put a shame down and into the time and it kept the water down there. So you see, Chazal are cluing us in that the mice of the building Beis HaMikdash was akin to bringing the act of containment of the Yam. So in the Mikdash, the mashal is not a mashal of adding water to another place, but rather excluding water from everywhere and making it only one place. So Mikdash and Mishkan are two separate mahalchim bechlal. The Mikdash is a mahalach the Mishkan is a mahalach of bringing more Shechina into the world. The Mikdash is a mahalach of being koveya Shechina only in a certain place and excluding it from the world. That's the difference in the different halachas we mentioned between the Mishkan and Mikdash. They all revolve around this nekuda. The Mishkan is Kaddish. The Ramban says that the Mishkan is a mini Maimar Sinai. That we took the luchos and everything around it represents Maimar HaSinai, the Eish and the Kolos and the Brokim, and it goes through the whole thing. And Maimar HaSinai was an awesome Maimar, the biggest Gilui Shechina that ever was. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu packed his bags with the Malachim together, the Har has absolutely no Kedusha whatsoever. It's gone. Same thing with the Mishkan. The Mishkan is just a Maimar HaSinai, it's gone. The Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is there even afterwards. L'dayrus. The Nekuda we pointed out that by Chatoyim the Mishkan was never destroyed and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. If the Mishkan can't be destroyed because the Be'etzim had no Mokum Achiza. You can only destroy things in this world. The Mishkan is otherworldly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai. As soon as Klal Yisrael was Chayte, it's gone. There is no real... until Moshe Rabbeinu was his pal. But Be'etzim, if I don't like a hotel room, I'm going to leave. I either stay or leave, but that's it. A house I don't like, I dissemble it and I rebuild it. So it's machmas kedushas. It's machmas the fact that the Mishkan is so elevated, it's not really part of the Bria. That's why it has no makom, and it can't be charevit. It's nignas or whatever. It doesn't. The Migdash, because it's trying to exclude the entire world, it's the Pshat as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, Bedafka, it's Shaykh to should be charev. I want to add another nekuda to it, or a more fundamental part of this. What's the difference in the construction between the two? How are you mafchin and how you make a mishkan and mikdash? So it has to come in stages. That's correct. But what's done to mikdash that wasn't done to a mishkan? The Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say, I think said over from Big Bala Musa before, that the difference between why is it that the Har Sinai was not Kaddish after giving the Kedusha, after giving the Torah, and the Beis HaMikdash stayed forever Kaddish. So he said, because Maimed Har Sinai was in a place that there was no Mesiras Nefesh, whereas the Makom HaMikdash was on the Akedah, and there was Mesiras Nefesh there. So Reb Chaim would say it always, that if you learn with Mesiras Nefesh, it's permanent. If you learn without Mesiras Nefesh, it comes and it goes. But I want to tie it a little bit different, along the same lines, but different point. If in a place that you did not prepare the place for a house, you can park a trailer, but you can't build a house. If you haven't dug and put in foundations and made sure the soil is right, all you can have there is a trailer house. You can't have a real house. If you want a house that's nitpas in the makom, that becomes part of it, you need to be marshe de karka underneath it. So, where there was no act of preparation for it, in the broad sense, meaning that the nefesh ha'adam, if you didn't plow the person, if you didn't prepare the person, if you didn't plow the ground, if you didn't make any type of achana mitzad the base, then all you can have on it is a mishkan. So the Maimed Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on a mountain that had, there was nothing in the mountain to be teufes shechina over there. So b'meila, it lands and it goes. It wasn't nitfas in that karka. Masha enkin in the mikdash, then there was a tfisa over there, and b'meila, the akedah, the Mesiras Nefesh, was a hachana. When a person prepares his mitzias for Ashros HaShchina, the Ashros HaShchina becomes nitfas in it. He dug a yesoid in the offer, in the artsias, to be teufis. When a person gives up everything he has, then what he has is Shchina. It's a foundation for the tefis of Shchina. When you break open the ground and you dig a hole, you now have the foundation for putting the house on top of it. That's the difference. That's why this is called Mikdash and it's called Mishkan. Mishkan means where you are, where you dwell. So where are you located now? I'm the corner, this and this. Mikdash means dedicated. Like we always say, like Kdesha on the other side, something which is dedicated for some specific inyan, that's Kedusha. That's where there's a tefisa of the. So Mishkan and Mikdash are two dargas of Ashur Sashkin and Klal Yisrael. Each one had to come before the other. The first thing was this: we touch base with Kedusha, likely it's Anik. And then there's a second darga where it becomes part of it, and that becomes permanent, that becomes exclusive, and it becomes as if the world itself becomes the Kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the third darga of the Mesil Sashar. I want to explain it in regards to Adam. One of the things, most everybody's first kesha with Torah, with Yiddishkeit, with anything, is Tamu Ruki Toiv. You know, we tell the person, whatever you are and however you are, try it and see it's good. And the person gets a tam in Toif. That part is, in a sense, relatively more easy. I like a lot of things. I can introduce another thing. You like ABC, try D also. It's not a steer. A person gives a lot of tzedakahs. I can add a tzedakah to him. That is the first step. The second step of Avodas Hashem is much more difficult. When I tell the person to exclude everything else, that becomes very difficult. In other words, the excluding everything else except for Torah becomes the hard one. Why? Why is it a stira? The teretz is friendship. There's no stira. If I'm friendly with Reuven and with Shimon and with Levi, Yehuda, each friendship is not a stira to the other one. Marriage, it is a stira. It's lebetrei lechazia. If the pshat is I enjoy ruchnias, it's nice, it adds a dimension to my life, it's the crowning achievement of my life, then great. It doesn't require any type of exclusion. But where the kneches are not avda the kutcha brichu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not create me for me, but he created me lechvoidei, then my only shaila is how do I express it? It's a whole new dimension. It is so much tougher, and yet if you want it to be a permanent part of yourself, if you want it to be nitfas in the person and become la'oil me'alamim, then you can't have it any other way. If it's part of a cocktail of pleasures, enjoyments, goals, ambitions, and so on, then the Mishkan is gone. It doesn't even leave a zecha. You can walk on Maamar HaSinai, on Har Sinai, do whatever you want, nothing. If, let's say, archaeologists will uncover where the Mishkan was, you can do whatever you want. Any tashmas bizoyin on those makomos, it's gone. It never attaches itself to the makom. The neshama never, if a person, let's look in terms of it in terms of neshama and guf. Sometimes you see a person who's beautifully idealistic and has beautiful things to say and do and does wonderful things, but there's a gasus in the person. There's a grubkeit, there's a behemishkeit, there's a crass part of it. I say, you know, he's got a neshama, but it's floating on top of the guf. It's never, ever gained a foothold in the guf. In the big picture, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam. And that's the second half of it. So a person has to understand, it's a whole, as a person has a mishkan for a tekufa, the avodah of Mikdash starts, which means I will now turn my metzias into a kli for into a kli bitui, into a kli of expression for Shechina. The difference is Shemayim Varetz. Mishkan was great, it's gone. Mikdash is there loyal mi'alami. In the hevdel, in the veneflinu ani ve'amcha, in the fact that bikesh that the Shechina should not be shayanu mesaylam, it shows that meloy cholaretz kulei kvoidei, that the whole world is mevate kvoid shemayim by the fact that where it doesn't deserve, it's not there. That's where I see it. So the not expressing Shechina where it shouldn't be expressed, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that this world is that's the base Olamim. If a person wants to create the Chakika, if a person wants to carve out in himself a Metzias of Olamim, a base Olamim, then the person has to understand the price is going to be how much he bends his Arzius, his Afrius, for Shechina. It's not just enough to have Shechina. It's a question of how much of his Metzias bends towards it. That's what Chazal said. Leveischo na'ava kodesh. Kedusha is beautiful when it's Beis Hashem. That there's a lashon nezem zov ba'af chazeh. When we ask ourselves, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, should we bestow HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why doesn't he relate to a Rasha, to a Chayte? It's not good. When you give a prize to a child who is not well behaved, who is not doing well, it doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit well. It seems to us wrong. It's not be'etzim. We revolt against things that are not be'etzim. The first dagger was you needed to touch base with it. And v'shachanti afilu b'toich tumasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechein. Shechina is even b'toich tumasam. No matter where a person is, he can touch Shechina. He can have a mishkan. That is afilu b'toich tumasam. But the Beis Olamim is taketolu in the Veischan Ava Kodesh. It's being mitzamtzim Shechina to there. And that's the t'nai. The t'nai for building the second dag, for building Migdash, is when a person is Mekadish himself, when a person is Magdish himself, in whatever and however the person dedicates his Metzias. It's not only for learning. Let's say a person is in the Olam Maisa. If a person's actions are dictated by what's right, what am I supposed to be doing? Everyone has different kaychas. Everyone has different things that he will be doing. But even the person who's a big Baal Nechassim, it's supposed to sit on him like an achrayas. It's not the pshat, how many ways can I enjoy my money, and I'll definitely remember to give tzedakah. My metzias is that it's only for one tachlis, and everything is a shikla das. Everything is weighed, what should I do, how should I do, and so on. The darga of, once Mishkan has been there for a tkufa, the next darga is to build a mikdash, and that's what David HaMelech cried. And he said, the Oren Bris Hashem is an oil of Urias, and I'm sitting in a Beis Arozim. Everybody's own mitzias wants to have his mitzias permanent, and you're allowing Shechina to float around the world like a guest. When a person builds that second dagon himself, the marked difference is going to be the exclusivity. In as much as the person pushes out of his own mitzias, or allows Shechina to push out of his mitzias other things, non-Shechina things, that's how much permanent tefisa that has in the person. Leveischanava Kodesh. Kodesh belongs in a Beis Hashem, not in a oil. Kodesh doesn't belong in a place where it's incidental to the person's person and personality. It belongs in a place where the mitzias or Adam is a base kibble for it, and when it's based on Ava Kodesh, that's Hashem Lo'yuch Yamin. That's when it lasts forever. If the person's body and guf and nefesh have been carved out to provide a base kibble for Hashem, that's where it lasts Lo'yuch Yamin. And afilu b'churbanam, it's still Kodesh.